Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. If you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Holler at your boy. I want to hear from you. And if you're a little too scared to call in, feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. That is smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Would love to hear from you. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, I got you. I will answer all emails, even stupid ones. Well, not yours, of course. It's the other person's stupid one. I will answer that one. All right, if that makes you feel better. Just in case you're thinking that you're the one who has a stupid email, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other person. Anyway, as always, we encourage you, well, I encourage you specifically, you can go to my Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. There you can see a picture of me in what my homie would call my dead man face. With my face that's made for radio. You can listen to the show through there also. You just click on the Smooth Drama Radio link and it'll take you here. But if you're already listening, you don't have to go there because you're already where you're supposed to be. You get that? Or maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, as always, talking about the things that crazy people do to start, because I like talking about crazy people, because I like to differentiate between crazy folk and regular folk. And I start off with two patriots, supposedly. On July the 4th, these cats, Leroy and Sugar Bush. One, his name is Sugar Bush, so you know he's crazy. They wanted to show that they were super patriots, so they inserted fireworks into their ass cheeks and fired them at each other. It was supposedly a battle. I don't know what kind of battle you can have when you're sticking fireworks in your ass cheeks and shooting it at your homie. There's just a visual there that's just horrible. You're like lining up like, I'm going to get you. And I guess you're shooting at the other guy's ass. It's just a bad look for me. No homo. That's what crazy people do. They shoot fireworks out of their ass at each other and say it's patriotism. I would say it's a whole lot of things. I don't think patriotism applies there, but that's just me. And if you're out there listening, don't try that at home. It's probably not going to end up well for you. That and young man, not young, but Larry William Henry, who really, really likes pigs. According to him, I just like pigs. So he likes to sleep naked with pigs. He drinks his six-pack of beer. And I guess the name of the beer that he drinks is Ham's Beer. I don't know if that's like beer made from like pig pee or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, he drinks See, I'm tripping. Hams beer, and then he goes and lays in the farm house barn with a bunch of pigs, butt naked. And this is something that he's done a few times, apparently, because he was banned from property in 2011 because he was naked. He was charged with indecent exposure, criminal trespass, and defiant trespass. Like, is there a difference between criminal trespass and defiant trespass? You're trespassing, and they don't want you there. But, yeah, he's laying there naked. Because he likes laying naked with pigs. And the thought that there's a grown man that thinks pigs are sexy is kind of scary to me. I'm not scary because it's scary, but scary frightening that folks could actually look at a pig, but I guess it's the same people who look at sheep. And they have these laws where people can't hook up with sheep. You know, the fact that homie is hooking up with pigs. It's kind of crazy. I don't see pigs as sexy. I don't know too many people who do, but William Henry does, because I guess pigs is where it's at. There's a bunch of humans out there who would love to, I guess, to get some of that loving that he wants to give out. Ladies, step to William Henry and show him what he's missing out on. If you think you can beat a pig out, at least I hope you can. That and another thing that crazy people do, a woman who is masturbating while she's driving. And, you know, I've heard some freaky things. I know there's some women, I've heard stories about women who would have their little rabbit and enjoying themselves on the way to work, so they feel good about themselves and walk in the office like, woo, I'm here. But I don't think it's personally a good idea to be driving and masturbating at the same time. Because, you know, if you have like a really good one, you can like close your eyes, blank out, grip something the wrong way, and bam. Which is what she did. She hit the back of a van. Because it was getting too good. So, I don't know. She's too good for her own good. Where she hooked herself up so well that she blacked out and got into a little wreck. And, you know, supposedly everybody had a good laugh behind it. But I don't see what was funny. I guess it was funny to a point, but maybe somebody can call in or email me and tell me the virtues of masturbating while driving. I can't say that I've done that. I don't think that I'm going to do that. I will never say never, but I'm thinking 99.9999999% of the time, it's just not going to happen. It's a wrap for me. I'm going to pass on that one because it just doesn't sound safe. As someone who may have allegedly masturbated in their time, it gets good and boom. But then there's something else that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't buy pills from the internet for your dick. Because there's a guy who didn't want to be named. He was buying some tablets for erectile dysfunction. some black tablets, and supposedly they contain arsenic. There's a 51-year-old man from West Midlands, Kentucky, who's he's been arrested for suspicion of selling non-medicinal poison. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever happened to just, you can just get some Viagra. You can get a prescription, just tell your doctor. Well, maybe this is a commercial for Obamacare. You get Obamacare, then you can get your prescription for Viagra or Cialis, whichever one you want to do. Extends, I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're gonna do it, don't get the racist black tablets. Cause don't you know, black is bad. Did I just say that? Yeah, I just said that. Anyway. Racism. It make the black tablet full of arsenic is bad. But I'm digressing. I'm not going to go there on that. But yeah, if you're buying pills from somebody that you don't know, just do say, yeah, man, this shit right here will hook you up and make you feel like a man. Yeah, it's probably not a good idea. And you're going to hurt yourself. But that's just me. Now, I was a... I'm always looking for an event, different kind of events to go to. I know I've always wanted to go to the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival. For those of you who don't know, the Rocky Mountain Oyster Festival is basically bull's balls done like over 100 ways. So I've always wanted to see. I'm not eating nothing. Aside from the fact that I don't eat red meat, I have my excuse, but it's balls. I can't eat balls. I'm sorry. Just balls in my mouth is just, it's just a non-starter. Anyway, in Chicago, they, I guess for the past 32 years, they've had a turkey testicle festival. And I guess there's like a little turkey festival, like beef, like, you know, you got the rap beef, rappers from the same area beefing at each other. I guess there's going to be another turkey festival in the Chicago area in November. So I have to maybe holler at my co-host. Shout out to Mr. J. Hope everything gets better and you're feeling better. Me and Mr. J, we have the same birthday in November. So we call ourselves the Twin Scorpions. Maybe that's something that we can do for our birthday. We can just go up to Chicago and go to the Turkey Testicle Festival. I don't think we'll be eating. I'm sorry. The thought, because they say that the Huntley Festival, which is what it's called, it attracts more than 4,000 people who snack on deep-fried turkey bits, as they call them. And they consider it a dare food. I don't know, and maybe some of you listeners can... somebody dare you to eat balls? Maybe for women it's a different perception, like you use the balls in your mouth. I'm not saying all of y'all. I'm just saying, if you use the balls in your mouth, would it be that far of a stretch to, eat balls, dip them in ranch to Tabasco sauce? Turkey balls? Just saying. November, they're expecting like 1,000 to 2,000 people. And it's a family-oriented event, so if you wanted to take your kids to enjoy some balls, you and your kids can enjoy balls together. Please take pictures. If me and Mr. J don't get there, and you decide to go, take some pictures, because we want to see what's what. Sounds kind of interesting, I think. Let me know if anybody plan on going to the Huntley Festival and eating some balls. On that note, I think I'm going to go on break here. But normally, my other co-host, Ms. Drama, who I hope is feeling better also, she's like, no, you never really play anything for me. I don't hear no music I want to like listen to or dance to, whatnot. So, I mean, because my musical taste, you know, I'm kind of a hardcore kind of guy. I like that hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like soul music. You know, if I feel like the artist is doing some soul from the heart type stuff, I can listen to it. But just your ordinary, yeah, fuck a bitch, I hate you, bitch, that's not my thing. You know, but I have a special place in my heart for some New Orleans music, New Orleans musicians. So excuse my indulgence if you're saying I'm contradicting myself, because I probably am. And on that note, this is Juvenile. Set it off. So if you want to put on your boy shorts and shake it, you can.
I'm a fan, it's a new pussy, five, four, and a half. I'm a woman, I'm a man, 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 I'm a man,
together you've got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Juvenile. Set it off, you know, if you wanted to get a little booty shaking there, you had your chance there. Smooth Drama, booty shaking, New Orleans. What's up, Woody? Anyway, shout out to my cousin Norman. I still love you, even though I won't put you in the headlock. Call me. 347-826-7435. Once again, call in number 347-826-7435. Email me smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I promise I will answer your email. Promise. Even if it's the crazy one. Although I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the other person. Anyway. You know how I love talking about science and stupid science studies that I run across every now and again. And there's a study that I found where they showed that there's supposed to be a connection between finger length and optimism and aggression. And then there's another one that links a shorter index finger and a longer ring finger to mental toughness in men. And scientists in Turkey found that the length of a man's finger, particularly the ratio between his index and ring fingers, may predict his risk for schizophrenia. So, you know, I'm sitting up here like, all right, so I spent like 2-3 minutes and like staring at my fingers like, all right, so my ring finger is shorter than my middle index finger. So am I crazy? Am I not crazy? They say they measured the fingers of 103 men with schizophrenia and those of 100 men without schizophrenia. Then, this is the part that had me confused, they calculated each man's digit ratio, or the length of the index finger compared to that of the ring finger for each hand. So, I'm sitting up here like, I'm not necessarily all that good at math. I thought it was interesting. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. Then I decided, you know what? That's a really stupid study. The length of your ring finger is what makes you crazy. And I was like, you know, if I'm sitting up here thinking about it, I'm trying to do math, a mathematical formula, decide whether or not I'm crazy, am I schizophrenic, and I don't know it. Yeah. I'm going to pass on it. But what I'm not going to pass on is there's a new smartphone app that it's aimed at reducing false allegations of rape by filming consent before having sex. So I guess how this app works is it's called We Consent, and you record 20-second clips naming who you're about to have sex with. And yes, the app only works if the camera detects human faces and if both people involved are clearly heard saying yes. Now, there's some groups out there that the rape group, you know, support groups are like, well, hold on. There's concerns because somebody can say yes on camera, and that doesn't mean that they have given their consent. Although, I'm like, if you say yes on camera, unless somebody's holding a gun to your head or like holding a gun on the other side of the camera, yes means yes. Even though no means no, yes does mean yes last time I checked. Unless you're being coerced into it, to which I guess it doesn't really matter. I guess just hope that the person that's coercing you doesn't have a We Consent app on their phone. I was just sitting there like, oh, man, I guess there's an app for everything. You can play, hey. I don't know how you get to that point in the conversation where you're like, you know what? Check it out. Thinking about having sex, just in case you want to say I might want to rape you. Can you just do We Consent and you say, yeah, we're going to have sex consensually. And I'm going to say, yes, we're going to have sex consensually. And boom, we have sex consensually. That's a whole lot of work just to have sex. I'm like, damn, what happened to just, I guess it's, that's the price of fame nowadays. You know, you get out here. Folks, you got to have an app now. I mean, I remember Nate Newton used to film every sex session that he had just in case a woman tried to say rape because he was a rich athlete. It's like, man, I mean, I know people trying to get that money, whatnot. And obviously we've all heard of the situation. Somebody says rape. I mean, in particular, we know, I remember Mike Tyson going down for that with that girl in Indianapolis who calls him at 1 something in the morning just to talk. And I'm not by any means saying that Mike was innocent of a lot of things, but we all know if somebody calls you 1:32 in the morning, say, can we hang out? Generally, that's not a platonic call. I don't think in the history of calls, the 1:32 a.m. call has been a platonic call. Unless you're about to kill yourself and you calling your friend to talk you out of it. That's the only platonic call I can think about. Any other call from the opposite sex, it's like if you calling me at 1:30 in the morning, you talking about come get me or come see me or you coming to see me? Come on now. We know what that is. We don't need a We Consent app for that, but I guess nowadays you do. Just saying, we are closer to the apocalypse. Can't even have sex without your app on your phone now. I gotta look at the app on my phone. Sad, sad days. Sort of like Ty Lawson. Those you don't know, because most folks probably don't know, Ty Lawson is a basketball player. He was the starting point guard for the Denver Nuggets. This dude is working real hard. I mean, he's working overtime to mess up his money. What is he doing? Well, let me tell you, my little chickadees. Ty Lawson, this is the second time this year he's been arrested for a DUI. Now, the backdrop. I'm here in the Bay Area. Brian Shaw, who was the former coach of the Denver Nuggets, had a lot of run-ins with him, you know, because he was immature. You're the point guard, you're the leader of the team. But, you know, he was talking about his insecurities. And so his run-ins with Ty Lawson and other players obviously very, very immature, got him fired. And so it comes out, Ty Lawson, you know, he had the DUI, and now he has another one. And you know, he had the domestic violence thing. And it's all coming out. He had a youth basketball camp that he was supposed to do starting today through Friday. And this is what they said. We have had to make some last-minute adjustments to this year's camp. First, I apologize for the late notice. Unfortunately, due to Ty Lawson's traveling schedule, he does not feel he can actively contribute to this year's camp. As a result, he will not be a part of the camp. See, also, Denver Nuggets drafted a point guard, Emmanuel Mudiay, to take his place. Because he also was talking about, yeah, I might smoke the little hooker, but that doesn't make me a bad person. And so, you know, this is a man who is guaranteeing he will not get another huge contract. You know, just messing with your money. I mean, because although NBA contracts are guaranteed, it's not like football where you can get cut and you get no money. Basketball contracts are guaranteed, but some of them do have moral clauses. And so if he's found to, although smoking weed, hookah, whatever you want to call it, and driving drunk, now, I mean, he's lucky that he didn't hurt anyone, but, you know, two DUIs, he can get suspended and lose a chunk of change. And, you know, when his contract is up at the end of next year, yeah, I don't think there's going to be a lot of suitors lining up for a guy like you. Foolish enough to mess up his money coming up on the contract year. It's like you're kind of stupid. When you're coming up on the contract year, you're supposed to be dedicated, the best shape of your life, not talking crazy, not talking about smoking hooker, not getting drunk, not messing with the kids' basketball camp because you're traveling. I mean, basically, he's partying, having a good time in L.A. Some of these dudes, I don't understand. Sort of like the gentleman Greg Hardy. No, some of you know Mr. Greg Hardy is. He's a football player who was suspended 10 games for domestic violence. You know, he's kind of crazy what he did to his woman. Well, what he did to different women, but you know, he got suspended because he threatened the young lady that he was dealing with, telling her, hey, if you mess up my money, I'm going to kill you. Stuff like that. And he put this, I mean, he puts this stuff out there. And I was reading the comments because allegedly he assesses, alleges that he was defending himself. I got to a fight with her, and so I had to defend myself. Mind you, Mr. Hardy is like 6'4", 6'5", 300-some pounds. The young lady, you know, then looking at her, the pictures that they showed and seeing her on TV, she looks like she's about 130, 140, maybe 150 if we give her hips a little extra. So, yeah. He's double her size. I'm thinking any licks that she can give to him, he won't feel. I mean, you're a football player, you get hit every day. I don't think that there's nothing that she could do that could shake him like that. But, you know, he's one of them guys that, yep, I'll whoop a woman's ass in the heartbeat. And threaten her if she tries to talk trash to me. I mean, she had choke marks on her, visible choke marks. And the thing is, I'm reading articles about how the commissioner overstepped his boundaries by giving him 10 games because, hey, he ain't do nothing but just whoop a woman's ass. He don't deserve 10 games. So they dropped it down to 4. Because, you know, 10 games for whooping a woman's ass is way too much. 4 sounds about right. You know, sounds about right. Because, hey, whooping a woman's ass is not, it's not that big a deal. Apparently. In the eyes of the law. Now, what's funny in all this, we're talking about that, Serena Williams kicking ass still and taking names. And, you know, it's one of the things we hear about Greg Hardy. We hear about Ty Lawson. We hear about a lot of things. But you don't hear about Serena Williams, who owns all 4 tennis Grand Slam titles for the second time in her career. She's the first top-ranked player ever with more than twice as many points as her nearest rival. Because in tennis, there's a point system. And so she's got 13,161 points. The next person is Russia's Maria Sharapova, who has 6,490. Now, we're talking about she swept the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, plus Wimbledon. And, I mean, she's just kicking ass. She has, she's one shy of matching Steffi Graf's record for the Open era record of 22 Grand Slam singles. And so, you know, Open era means when black people could participate. I mean, when all people could participate. So, yeah, she's going to get, I'm guessing that she's going to get it. And she's 3 shy of the all-time record of 24, which I'm assuming she's going to get also. I mean, folks is not looking at how bad Serena, I mean, because she's been doing this since 1999. That's a long time. I mean, we talking about 16 years she's been putting in work. Normally, tennis players, generally speaking, once the women hit puberty, they kind of done. About 25, 26, 27, they got nothing left, and then they become announcers. I'm just saying, Serena Williams getting it in. Not getting no credit for how great she is. Now, I'm not going to say it's racism that she don't get the credit that she deserves or just nobody's talking about her. I mean, because this is like some Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, I'm dominating and ain't nothing you can do about it type stuff. But no love. But we'll hear about the guys beating on women. And, I mean, obviously it's a story. But it seems like a positive story like that. And a positive role model. Aside from the fact that she makes folks uncomfortable because she has one of the biggest asses in captivity. Aside from that, she's cool. I mean, last time I checked, she hadn't pulled no guns on nobody. She ain't stabbed no dudes. No drunk driving, none of that. She just, I'm kicking your ass on the tennis court. You gonna take it and love it. I'm cool with it. I mean, I wouldn't play her, but that's because I wouldn't want to embarrass her. No. I'm lying, because I know she would kick my ass. I can't hit the tennis ball coming at 15 miles an hour, much less her serving at like 100. Yeah, I'd be a straight set match loser. But shout out to Serena Williams for dominating. And four more titles, so you can have a record all by yourself, so they can really not talk about you, because they hate you. So give a shout out to Serena Williams. I'm going to go on break here. This is Lil Brother, Speed Racer.
Fuck it is. Lil Brother, DJ Drama, Gangsta Grill, separate but equal.
Gangsta Great Seals!
Let's go. Sky Zoo, Lil Brother, Sean Don. Nice one, y'all. I've been with no arena. If my name's on it, I'm the creator. Someone to take the day, I'm ducking from perpetrators. Haters talk a lot of nonsense, this, that, and the third. But when Sky gets the stomp and they sit back on their words, homie, I ain't deal with that bullshit. Bite my style, you block it down on some paid bullshit. I dry it up quick, I don't play with my music. You don't got the heart or the talent, then you shouldn't do this. Everybody wanna shine, everybody spits bars, everybody got rhymes, and everybody flips hard. When the truth is, none of your vehicles is ruthless. Having an imaginary burner can't do shit, but I do what I do, move how I move. My life's like a lost video, two live crew. Still got the hood on smash, so when I look over my shoulders, New York is looking right back. Slow down, speed racing, still keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become the favorite. Everybody tough, everybody soft, play with it when the chips is down. Nobody wanna say shit, yeah. Slow it down, y'all. Down, y'all. Slow it down, slow it down, y'all. Down, y'all. Speed racing, dudes keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become the favorite.
Fine, nigga, still sick with the homonym. I say what up to your mans and your moms and them. A lot of niggas wanna take my place. Geek down, get the fuck out my face, like bomb and them. I'm up in Chop Shop, wandering, high the gang, got fucked up, sat back and assessing. Niggas really think that if they ain't been arrested, shot or locked up, we ain't interested. That ain't all true, and that ain't all you. And if it ain't no need to lie about it. Just cause a nigga got the skills to sell dope, don't mean he got the same skills to rap about it. I came to rep the true article, making every word, every verse feel like it was a part of you. I never mind about no robbing or thieving, still got you niggas vibing and weaving like rubber school. So fuck haters and the naysayers, all the low niggas is probably eighth graders. Cats that won't play us, cause they play favorites. In the long term, on my own terms, I make it well damn speed race. Dude, keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become the favorite. Everybody tough, everybody talk, play with it when the chips is down. Nobody wanna say shit, yeah. Slow it down, 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 6 months they blow out the dough, record moving out the stove, but they call repo, house resold. Mama said everything that glitters ain't gold. Truth be told, I got what you need right now, pound for pound. We can go round for round, but you looking at the best, I'm from the underground. I got the boob on fire in the city in the siege. Need one rapper fucking with me, bitch please, that's word. Niggas is whack, if you was rhyming in the mirror, your reflection won't be mounting it back. Lyrically, I can't stand y'all niggas. I'ma start deep painting y'all careers, turning rappers into singers. And I know some of y'all are like, who the fuck is he? All confident, I know he ain't talking to me. Slow it down, niggas too quick to run their mouths. Get down with the king, this is Sean Don's house. Big dudes on the couch, drinking ginger ale and vodka. Bet my publishing, he can outshine your roster. Lords of the underground, we some cheap rockets. This is the A-team, I'm B.A. the Rockets. This is that crack, this is that coke. Said a few drug references, now they say I'm dope. Slow down, speed racing, dudes keep hating, but the minute we gone, we become
7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Email smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Once again, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. You got an email for me, I got an answer to your email, because that's what I do. You know, I'm feeling you. Even if it's crazy. And like I said, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the other crazy person and their email. So, shoot me that email. Now, NAACP, I can't say it's my favorite organization. It's not my favorite organization. Just in case you've been under a rock all your life, the NAACP stands for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Now, a lot of people know them about the scandal about the woman that was pretending like she was a black woman, whatever. Wasn't really important to me because I never thought of the NAACP as an organization that helped black folks anyway, but that's just me. They announced Saturday that they're ending their 15-year economic boycott of the state of South Carolina. They tweeted, you know, because NAACP, they tweet. They tweeted that they voted their national board of directors an emergency resolution to end the boycott. Because, you know, it was the pressure from the NAACP these past 15 years that made the people in South Carolina put the flag. I guess, you know, everybody knows that they had the Confederate flag up. They took it down, and so Cornell William Brooks, they praised the state's action, saying their decision will make South Carolina more welcoming and affirming of all people irrespective of their skin color. And the NAACP applauds the South Carolina legislature for voting to remove the Confederate battle flag, one of the longest-standing symbols of hatred and exclusion from public spaces and state grounds today. Yep. NAACP. Ending racism in South Carolina as we know it. Because, you know, once that flag went down, racism ended right there on the spot. It was sort of like when Obama got elected, racism died right there. Even though for some strange reason, it seems like since Obama's been the president, more black folks have been killed by the police than in any other presidency. More high profile, just unarmed black folks just killed. But I'm digressing. Let me get back on the NAACP. And the fact that, hey, they're 15 years of, in their words, collective advocacy on the national and state level to bring the flag down finally happened. Had nothing to do with the fact that a white guy went and shot up a bunch of black folks in the church in South Carolina. It had everything to do with the political pressure that was choking the life out of the legislature there in South Carolina. It was just like, they were like, oh my God, they're the economic pressure from the NAACP. It's so tough. What are we going to do if the NAACP don't buy no Confederate flags. How are we going to sell them? I'm saying, like, really? NAACP, yeah. They're going to take credit for that. Yeah. You wonder why things don't get better? Because you got folks like that who are there to help with your advancement. So now, hey, we can all go down to South Carolina and live there with pride and dignity and hang out. Like, yeah, that's the spot to be now. I'm going Southwest and get my ticket right now. Going to South Carolina today and celebrate because it's a party. Party going on in South Carolina. And speaking of parties, Jeb Bush, you know, George's little brother, he came out and said Americans need to work longer hours because, as he says, we have to have a lot more productive workforce participation because it's at an all-time modern low. You know, it means that people need to work longer hours and through their productivity, gain more income for their families. That's the only way we're going to get out of this rut that we're in. Apparently, people who are working 40 hours, if you got a second job, 70 to 80 hours, you are not working long enough. Sound like cruel words to slavery. You're not working long. Y'all, 40 hours. You off 2 days? You gonna get out the rut? I got a suggestion for getting out of a rut. You know, if y'all stop taking all the money and spending it on stuff that you don't need, there would be a more even distribution of the funds. I mean, the fact that we talking about we thousandaires should work longer hours while millionaires and billionaires work less, and the thousandaires are going to pick up the slack and make everything better. I mean, let's look at the facts here. They raise hundreds of millions of dollars, and in some cases, $1 billion or two to run for president. Now, last time I checked, presidents make $400,000 a year, which is a pretty penny. You know, if I made $400,000, I'd be all right. $400,000 a year, I'd be all right. My life would be okay. But definitely ain't about, I mean, you are raising hundreds of millions of dollars to run for office that pays you $400,000. Now, maybe I'm thinking about these things wrong. I'm in the wrong profession. I should just run for president, get the money, never run an ad, and just keep the millions of dollars that I raise and let that be it. Because, you know, they get campaign funds and folks actually send money in to these people who are supposed to represent you. You give them money. Now, I don't know if there's a difference between them and the homeless person on the corners, but it's like the same concept. If you giving $1, $5, $10, you're going to these conventions, you giving your money up to these cats. They're getting matching funds. I mean, they're getting funds. They're folks is donating all this cash. I mean, because we hear, oh yeah, such and such raised $400 million. Such and such raised $700 million. And I'm like, shit, why do you need to work as president? You don't need the job. You just got $700 million. Jeb Bush talking about you need to work longer hours. I'm like, yeah, I need to run for president so I can get paid. Because what I'm doing is definitely the wrong job. I'm like, shit, I can get how much? $400,000 versus running for president and getting $400 million. So, I think it's too late for me to announce I'm running for president 2016 because I haven't put in my paperwork. But you can bet your ass 2020, I'm running for president. Y'all gonna see me out there. I'm putting it down. I'm running for president. Be the smooth drama president. And, I mean, I will fight for you. Whatever you need me to do, just send in that money. I will do it. You want to hold me as my constituent to a standard? If you're going to give me $400 million, I'll do whatever the hell you want. Whatever. You want to get your Uncle Pookie out? I got you. And on that note, for my co-hosts that aren't here, Mr. J and Ms. Drama, this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm Mr. F the N-Word, and I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.